Shalom, we're picking up from Savasari Vash Os Chaf Bet 22. The Kol Mashro Yizkor Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so before we get into this, we should say that just as an intro, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we know, with 10 spheros. Right, specifically, he created this world with the lower 7 spheros. Right, as the Pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. And the spheros are ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts in the world, with the world. And these midos were also created within man. They're also the way in which man interacts with his fellow man and man interacts with God. And on a simpler level, it's our emotions, right? Which is the way we interact with the world, which is the way the world affects us and the way we affect the world. And of all of our emotions, so all of our emotions, this firm, right, stem from the midot of chesed and gvura. That all of our emotions, their original starting point are love or fear. One or the other. And every other emotion is just an offshoot of those two. So now let's go back to Os Chaf Bet. The Kol Mashro Yizkor B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I see in my life, it should remind me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Ava Yizkor B'Ava Hashem. If I see something and it creates a sense of love within me, sense of passion within me, so I should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remember the commandment to love Hashem. So it's whenever we see an expression of love as well. Whenever we see somebody do a nice act, whenever someone's being, you know, we're being nice to another person, another person's being nice to us, we should think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should think about how we're supposed to be relating to him, how we're supposed to be interacting with him. Right? If I get home from work, right, and we see our families who we love so much, our families who we've been waiting all day to see. So we can't forget to relate that back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And use that love, that same love we feel for our family, and remind ourselves, well, what's the love I should be having for Hashem? So what we're trying to do is we're trying to be cognizant of the feelings that we're experiencing, right? And then using these feelings, not only in our interactions with other people, but ensuring and making sure that we use these feelings in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Like Yaakov Avinu, he has Yosef return to him, and they're crying on each other, and what does Yaakov do? Yaakov says Shema, because he experienced such strong emotions. It's hard to exactly identify what those emotions are, but such for us, I'm saying, to identify those emotions of Yaakov Avinu at that moment. But he's experiencing such strong emotions, and what does he do? He turns it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I want to use these powerful feelings not only to connect me to my son right now, but also to connect me to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Baal Shem Tov writes, V'im Yira Yizkor B'Yiras Hashem Ki Adu B'Kam Mekomos. Right, and if it's certain fear, certain respect, a certain fear that we're experiencing at this moment, maybe of another person, maybe from a different situation, we should ask ourselves, how do I feel in this realm with Hashem? How is my respect for Hashem? How is my fear of Hashem? And it's the opposite that I said of Yaakov Avinu, right? When my grandfather was leaving his parents for the last time and he didn't see them again, what did his father do? Of course, he hugged him, he kissed him, he cried with him, and he gave him bracha. Because it's such a pivotal moment in someone's life, it's very important to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to relate this experience back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also in every moment in our life. Whenever we feel strong emotions, a longing for something, nafshi chulas avasecha, I have to ask myself, when was the last time I really felt that my soul was lovesick for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'afilu kishaholech lebeis hakise, yachshov halo ani mafrid ra mitov? Right, and it says the same thing. Wherever we go, And whatever experience we have to relate it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it should be a mussar for us. How is my relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Am I thinking of Kaddish Baruch Hu in this circumstance? And the Baal Shem Tov says, even when we go to the bathroom, obviously not in the bathroom, but after a person goes to the bathroom, what am I doing? I'm separating waste product. Right, I'm separating bad from good. The bad's leaving my body, the good hopefully is staying in. And that's a question we have to ask ourselves. Were we pushing out bad? And are we keeping good within? Everything we see, if our eyes are open, could be the greatest mussar. It's just a matter of, are our eyes open? Are our eyes open, and are we looking with the lenses of, how could I be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can every experience I have help draw me closer to Him? And if, let's run with the example of going to the bathroom. So a person goes to the bathroom. First of all, the Karza Tov, if we thought about it for a second, the Karz HaTov we should have from a Kaddish Baruch Hu when we're able to go to the bathroom in a normal way. How many people are in hospitals because they can't go to the bathroom? Such a difficult thing. Right, obviously, like there's no Asher Yatzar, isn't there Asher Yatzar when you're visiting someone else in the hospital? But we very often take for granted, you know, when our bodily functions are working in a normal fashion. There was a Rav of mine who used to had a book in the bathroom. It was a science book of all the difficulties a person can have when trying to use the bathroom. And what greater mussar is there when you leave the bathroom? You're not going to say the Asher Yatzar of your lifetime? Every experience, whether it's one of our own or one in which we hear about, has the opportunity to give us the mussar and direction we need in order to come closer to Hashem if we're looking for it. And that's really the key. He says, and when a person goes to sleep, right, a person should be cognizant of what's going on. What's occurring in this moment? What's happening is my neshama is leaving me. It's going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I really think of this, so now I'm going to say a really, really solid Kriya Shema Lamita, or say Kriya Shema Lamita Bechlal. Right, because I want my soul to come back down to me, and I want it to be safeguarded up there in Shemaim. And I just take things less for granted. But I seize the opportunity, like any opportunity, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's amazing, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov here is it's very clear that he's talking about not just spiritual experiences. Dafka experiences that seem very mundane. Think about it. How does this mundane experience, how can I gain a greater appreciation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this mundane experience? Through going to the bathroom, he says. Right? Through going to sleep. Everything we do has opportunity to connect, bring us closer to Hashem. A person goes to the gym, right, and they're working out. And they see someone else working out. And they see with the slavas, the passion and intensity in which they're working out, in which they're working to get to their goal. So how can we not ask ourselves in a real way, okay, have I worked this hard to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have I put in the sweat? Have I put in the hours? Have I put in the commitment? And this is for everything in life. We have to look around the world and see with the eyes of what can I learn from the world in order to better myself and better my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help us. Help us to open up our eyes to see that every single thing that we're witnessing or that we're experiencing is only so we become closer to Him. So we become closer to the Jewish people. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing, amazing day.